Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at some of the headlines. Marvelous Wonderettes, Dream On, tickets are on sale now. The Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater and Playhouse 395, tickets are on sale for the Marvelous Wonderettes, Dream On, October 12th through the 23rd. Two locations to choose from, the Mammoth Lakes Annex, October 12th through the 16th, and the Bishop Elks Lodge, October 19th through the 23rd. This jukebox musical has some of your favorite classic songs from the 60s and 70s. It's 1969, and the Marvelous Wonderettes are back at Springfield High. Go Chipmunks! To throw a retirement party for their favorite homeroom teacher. As the girls sing their way through their greatest girl group hits of the 60s and bid Miss McPherson a fond farewell, one of the Wonderettes reveals she'll also be saying goodbye to search for success and happiness on her own. Act 2 finds the girls back together as the class of 1958 celebrates their 20-year reunion. The classic pop and rock hits of the 70s provide the perfect soundtrack for these old friends to catch up on the places life has led them, all performed with their own marvelous spin. For tickets, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and click the link. And it looks like there's been some new changes to the BUHS Bronco football schedule. Trinity Classical had to cancel our game due to a lack of officials. No refs were available on Friday, and they could not secure a facility for Saturday. So now we look to fill the original desert date on October 7th. Desert canceled football. We thought we had a fix by adding Trinity, but now we are just back to 9 games scheduled. Other scheduled notes, Kern Valley on October 14th will be a senior night. Boron on October 28th will be homecoming.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
And don't forget, Mammoth Voices this week. We'll be meeting with Marie Alvarado Gill, candidate for State Senate District 4. This week, we'll be meeting Marie Alvarado Gill, candidate for State Senate District 4. Her website touches on issues near and dear to the Eastern Sierra, including education, our economy, public safety, and water. You can learn more about Marie and her policy positions on her website, votealvaradogill.com. As usual, we'll be asking prepared questions and opening it up for your questions. Hope to see you there. Join the meeting on Thursday, September 22nd, 12 to 1 p.m. There's a Zoom link, the meeting ID and passcode on Eastern Sierra Now or the Eastern Sierra Now app. And the BUHS volleyball team wrapped up a busy 9 days of volleyball between September 9th and the 17th. Last weekend, the Varsity Broncos competed at the Mammoth Invitational Tournament and made it to the winner's bracket on Saturday. The team traveled to Rosamond on Tuesday and brought home a JV and varsity win. Then they hosted Desert on Thursday and were victorious once again. Both teams traveled Friday and Saturday to play in the Cal City Tournament and competed fiercely and improved exponentially every game. The varsity team competed well Friday, losing only one match to the team who ultimately won the tournament. The varsity Broncos played on the silver bracket Saturday and returned home as the silver bracket champions. The team is playing together, and the chemistry continues to lead to victories that are truly team efforts. Morgan Dondero is leading the team attacks with the highest hitting percentage and kills per set, while Lily Morrison and Eva Weaver led the team in blocks per set. Cora Van Ness' combo of consistent attacks and high serving percentages add to the team's dynamic. Setter Zoe Daly leads the team in assists and serving aces, and her strong court presence is evident. Our defensive specialists, Jaden Davis and Larissa Simpson, consistently drive our offense and defense with their impressive passing and digs. Our sophomore trio of Delaney Kalk, Peyton Kalk, and Liz Ellsworth continue to contribute their skills and energy to the team and are also becoming forces to be reckoned with. The Broncos continue league play this upcoming week as they travel to Cal City Tuesday and host Boren on Thursday. Go Broncos!
Okay, we've been driving for hours. I can't wait for Mammoth. I need some food now.
Okay, babe. Bishop's just another 20 minutes.
Well, what's this town? Big Pine? Why can't we eat here?
Duh. No fast food.
Ugh, gross. No, I want something fresh and made for me, not for a microwave.
Okay, let me look up Big Pine on Yelp. Oh, wow. Copper Top.
Battery?
No. The number one voted barbecue restaurant in the United States is in this little town.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That sounds great, but I bet the line is like insane for that quality of food.
No way. It says here you can order online and pick it up when you get there.
What's the website? Coppertopbarbecue.com?
Yep. And you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Fast food.
Oh, I'm beginning to rethink this whole camping thing.
And unfortunately, we are saying goodbye to John David Halfin. It is with great sadness that our family lost our beloved leader, partner, and role model, John David Halfin. John passed away in Tucson, Arizona, from complications related to a long-term battle with a rare muscle disease. John was born May 12, 1945, in New Orleans to Lorraine and David Halfin. Born in Louisiana, but raised in Colorado, John was a loyal Denver Broncos fan. Along with football, John enjoyed watching the New York Yankees play baseball. In his younger years, he enjoyed duck hunting, was an avid golfer and reader, but in later years, nothing could compare to taking his boat out and fishing the beautiful lakes of Inyo and Mono counties. As a dear friend said, I always felt like there were a lot of layers to John. There is so much truth in that statement. John was the eldest of seven children, served in the Vietnam War, piloted his own plane, loved poker, was a Colorado University graduate, was father to five children, grandfather to two grandchildren, who nicknamed him Disneyland Grandpa, managed hospital systems large and small, took country swing dance lessons, camped, fished, and had a dry sense of humor that people often missed if they weren't paying attention. October 2001, John was hired to be the chief financial officer for Northern Inyo Hospital. Several months before interviewing and being hired for that position, John's wife Jara asked him to find Mayberry for us, and that he did. Soon after coming to Northern Inyo Hospital, John was offered the position of chief executive officer upon the retirement of Herman Spencer. The Halfin family would spend the next 14 years as part of the most loving and supportive community that they could have hoped for. They found their Mayberry. John's most visible and lasting accomplishments is the Northern Inyo Hospital District campus. Under his leadership, the hospital district was able to successfully pass a general obligation bond and build the new healthcare facility that met the California seismic requirements for an inpatient facility. He also successfully recruited many physicians and started a hospitalist program. John made major progress in the healthcare district while maintaining good relationships with physicians, employees, and the community, including the Bishop Rotary Club. Thanks to John's know-how, persistence, and fiscal acumen, the beautiful new hospital was built. Few have given so meaningful and tangible a gift to the whole community. John is survived by his wife, Jara, children Austin, Alexandra, Garth, Nicole, Gooch, Baron, and their mother, Tana Halfin, along with two grandchildren, Zane and Evangeline Gooch. He is also survived by his siblings, Mary, David, Suzanne, Katie, Holly, and Amy. John will be coming home to Bishop, and there will be a graveside service at the Pioneer Cemetery on West Line Street on Saturday, September 24th at 11 a.m. Those who have memories to share would like to honor John are welcome to attend. In lieu of flowers, we ask that donations be made to either one of John's favorite charities, the Wounded Warrior Project, or Smile Train. And that's going to do it for Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.